Hey, this is your instructor. Energetic, clear, and ready to help your intros breathe like a jungle at night. Today we're diving into spatial effects for jungle and drum and bass intros in Ableton Live. We're working at an intermediate level, using Live 10 or 11 stock devices, and I'll be running examples at 170 BPM. Get comfortable, open a new live set, and let's make space, movement, and atmosphere that evolve into the drop. Section 1. Lesson Overview. In this lesson, you'll learn practical, Ableton-specific techniques to craft wide, moving, atmospheric intros. The focus is on spatial effects, reverb design, modulated delays, mid/side processing, Hauswith tricks, smart send routing, and automation to make sparse intros evolve. By the end, you'll have device chains, return tracks, arrangement ideas, and automation approaches you can drop into your sets or live sets for performance. Section 2. What we're building. Imagine a 16 to 32 bar intro that moves from sparse ambience to a wide, ominous pad bed with moving delays and long reverb tails, then folds into the drums. Components include a pad layer with mid/side reverb, a field texture layer processed with auto filter and delay, reverse drum snips feeding long delays, and two dedicated returns, deep reverb and mod delay. We'll keep low end centered with mid/SEQ and utility, so the intro stays heavy, but mono safe. Section 3. Quick setup. Set the tempo to 170 BPM. Create two return tracks and name them Deep Reverb and Mod Delay. Create a pad track, a texture track for field recordings, and a track for reverse drum hits or amen slices. Save as a session template if you like. You'll reuse these returns a lot. Section 4. Build the returns. For deep reverb, insert hybrid reverb. Start from a large hall preset and push the balance toward late reflections. Aim for roughly 20% early and 80% late. Size around 70 to 90. Decay set long, 4 to 8 seconds for intro tails, and per delay around 25 to 60 milliseconds to create distance. Roll off high frequencies with damping or a post-reverb low pass around 6 to 8 kHz to avoid constant hiss. Add subtle modulation on the reverb algorithm around 10 to 30% so the tail breathes. After the reverb, insert an EQ8 in mid/side mode for sculpting. Keep lows in the mid. Cut lows from the side channel under 300 to 400 HZ, and allow a high side shelf for air. On mod delay, create a chain with grain delay feeding echo, followed by an EQ. On grain delay, set spray 10 to 20%, slight random pitch or a tiny pitch shift for shimmer, delay time on the order of 1/4 or try 3/16 with jitter, feedback 20 to 40%, and dry/wet around 40 to 60%. After that, echo can add asymmetry. Try left and right times like 1/8 and 1/6, feedback around 25 to 40%, damping at 4 to 6 kHz, and spread to taste. Finish with EQ8 high passed above about 300 HZ so the delay tails don't clutter the sub. Section 5. Pad track chain. Load simpler or sampler with a warm pad sample. Give it a slow attack, something between 80 and 250 milliseconds, and a long release, 500 to 1500 milliseconds. On the audio effects chain, put EQ8 first and high pass around 40 to 80 HZ to leave subspace for your bass later. Then add auto filter set to a low pass with 12 dB per octave, initial cutoff high, but map to a macro so you can sweep down to about 800 to 2000 HZ during the intro. Use a very slow LFO on auto filter or the device LFO, if available, at a rate around 1 bar or slower with small depth so the pad moves. Add a gentle saturator with a small drive amount and low wet to taste. Then map sends to the two returns. Start sends low, maybe minus 6 dB to deep reverb and minus 10 dB to mod delay. End with a utility on the chain and set width slightly above 100% for life, but we'll constrain width with mid/s later. Section 6. Texture and field recordings. Place long field recordings such as rain or jungle ambience on the texture track. Use EQ8 to high pass around 200 to 400 HZ if you want distance, then auto filter with a slow sweep or band pass and automate the cutoff across the intro to make the field ebb and flow. Put a light grain delay or subtle echo for sparkles and send mostly to deep reverb, with a little to mod delay. Automate slow panning left and right across 8 to 16 bars so these atmospheres feel alive. Section 7. Reversed hits and amen slices. Chop or slice amen/snare hits and reverse a few. Put them sparsely across bars 1 through 16. Use EQ8 to remove sub-bass under roughly 120 HZ. Put beat repeat lightly on the chain for occasional glitchy artifacts, and automate sends to mod delay to create pinging spatial cues that stay clear. Make these slightly narrow in the sterno field with utility around 95 to 100% so they read in the center, while their delay return adds the sterno spread. Section 8. Mid/side and monosafe low end. After your returns, place an EQ8 set to mid/side. Boost the mid channel in the 60 to 150 Hz region by a couple of dB to retain centered warmth. On the side channel, cut everything below 300 to 400 Hz sharply. That keeps your low end firmly in the center. Use utility on master or group channels to check width during the arrangement and reduce width when the kick or bass comes in to avoid phase problems. Important teacher note: check mono often, but build with center anchors in mind so mono compatibility is part of the process, not an afterthought. Section 9. Arrangement and automation roadmap. Think in bands of evolution rather than all at once sweeps. Bars 1 through 8 should be sparse. Pad under a low-pass filter. Field textures minimal. Low sends. Bars 9 through 16 gradually open the pad filter, increase deep reverb send and raise mod delay slightly. Drop a reversed amen ping around bar 12 with a big delay send for a spatial cue. Bars 17 to 24 introduce subtle percussive ghosts or a short snare loop. Increase grain randomness and echo feedback to build tension. This audio version is shortened for playback.